This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission scheduled for July 20th, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. The Thursday, July 20th, 2006 open meeting of the Federal Election Commission will come to order. Our first item of business this morning, correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move for the approval of the minutes of July 20th, 2006, which I assume is agenda document. We were scurrying around this morning trying to solve other problems, and I've left all my documents behind, so I'm going to borrow from others here. Anyway, I'm going to try again. I'm going to move the correctional approval of the minutes of the meeting of June 22nd, 2006, which appears as agenda document 06-48.
The Vice Chairman is so moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Before we turn to our draft advisory opinion that we have before us today, I would like to introduce our new staff director here at the Federal Election Commission, Ms. Petrina Clark, and we are very excited to have Ms. Clark with us. She started on July 10th, so there's been no shortage of issues that she has been engaged in even in the first couple of weeks, but Ms. Clark joins us from the Naval District, Washington, where she was regional executive director there. And was the top civilian official in the Naval District, Washington region, and managed a wide variety of personnel there, including human resources, information technology, served as the comptroller in the public affairs offices, many of the talents and skills that she will be bringing to the agency. And Ms. Clark also served with great distinction at the Internal Revenue Service for many years. So this is Ms. Clark's first open meeting here at the FEC, and want to warmly welcome you here, and we are very excited to have you with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Also would like to recognize a person who has been an extraordinary person at the Federal Election Commission, Mr. Bob Costa. And this is his last open meeting here at the FEC. I have learned from very good sources that Bob first came to Washington in 1971. Just a few years ago, and landed a job at the General Accounting Office, where he's responsible for, of all things, this new operating unit known as the Office of Federal Elections. And there was this new law that had come into play, and politicians were really focusing on campaign finance and the political process. And there was this 1972 election that was imminent, and Bob started work at that time. And served at GAO until he went to some obscure committee called the Senate Watergate Committee that was doing oversight of some interesting activities that were going on at that time. And Bob served with great distinction with Senator Sam Ervin at the Watergate Committee, and clearly they did extraordinary work during that time. On June 22, 1975, Bob joined an organization known as the Federal Election Commission. When it was first underway, and I've heard legendary stories about our first office space at 1325 K Street, where the FEC was located at that time. I don't know all the details, but the sense I've been given is that it was a challenging office space and a challenging environment to get a new agency off the ground from scratch, and Bob was in the middle of that from day one. He served in the Disclosure and Compliance Division in those early days, and then became director of the Audit Division. He served ably for many, many years. In 2001, he became Deputy Staff Director with responsibility for both Audit and the Reports Analysis Division. And last year, Bob became our Acting Staff Director for the agency and served with great distinction during some of the most challenging times we've had here in recent years. And Bob also agreed to put off his retirement for several more weeks so that he could be with us here while Petrina Clark is here and ensure a smooth transition to our new staff director. Bob and his wife plan to move to Grand Prairie, Texas, and enjoy things down there, which I'm sure will be lovely. But, Bob, I want to thank you for everything you've done for this agency. for the years that you have served with tremendous distinction. The agency is the better for it, and campaign finance in general is. You are a model, I think, of civil servant at the very highest level. And I just want to personally thank you, as this is your last meeting, and wish you the very best in your new endeavors. Mr. Costa, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to say that I appreciate everything that the Commission has done for me, and you have done many, many things for me over the years. You've given me opportunities over and over again to participate in the election process. I believe that I have had opportunities that are unique, and I have certainly enjoyed every minute of it. I've been in the middle of the mix in several presidential campaigns. I've sat in a hot seat with the Commission on audit matters, etc., and believe me, I have enjoyed it immensely, and I appreciate having had that opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. We will miss you, and good luck with everything in the next chapter of your life in the Lone Star State.